That road, John. As for Philip, verse 26, Acts chapter 8. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, go south, down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he did. And in so doing, he met the treasurer of Ethiopia. That's a nice desert road, folks. You know? The desert, a lot of people, they're having a desert experience with God, or they're in a desert place, or they, and they always describe it whenever somebody spiritually tries to describe that, they're always talking about being a dry place, and I just feel like I'm in a desert, you know? And I think that the thing is about that is people get into a place and all they do is they start thinking of it as a desert. And when you think of a desert, you come up with some interesting things in your mind, don't you? I mean, a desert, you think of the old cowboy shows and the horses and the guys dying trying to cross the desert. They can never find any water in the desert. They're looking for a cactus to cut open to get a drink in the desert. And you see things... Desert scenes of Arabia, you know, the camels are going and people are dying, and you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you just don't think of life in the desert. And yet, the Bible says that God gives springs in the desert. And so, if we're in a desert, as Christians, as people who know the Word of God, as people who believe the Word of God, as people who believe that we have the blessing, then we can get excited about a desert, because a desert is a great place for a miracle. Right? And the angel came to Philip and said, go down to the desert road. I've always thought about that scripture, and I thought, you know, well, how difficult that would be, especially for some ministry ideas that some people have. It's like, I mean, he had a revival going there. I mean, people were getting saved. There were miracles. There was great things going on. And as for Philip, an angel comes to him and says, go down on a desert road. But Philip apparently had spent enough time in the presence of God and with those who were in the presence of God that he just did it. It says, so he did it. So he did. That's another thing I want to have on my tombstone, if I'm going to have a tombstone, and that is, and so he did. You know, God said it, and so he did. You know, it's going to be a big stone. I got a lot of things I'd like to have written on. Really, I don't care if they put anything on it. I don't care if there's even a stone all that much, you know. But, you know, I would like to have it said of me that I did what the Lord said. And I'd like to have it said without hesitation. I'd like to come to the place where it's a truth, but I'm going to hesitate, but I know his voice so well that I just go ahead and do it. And it says Philip did, and as Philip did, he went down this road, and the ultimate thing of this trip was that he met the treasurer of Ethiopia. So he gave up his citywide revival to plant a seed for a nationwide revival. Now, he didn't know when he went to the desert road that was what he was going there for. He didn't know when he got to the desert road what he was going to find. He just went there. But he got there, and there was somebody in the cart. And so God says, go catch up with it. Okay, I'll go catch up with it. Not a very big crowd in that cart. But he gets there, and he hears this guy reading. And this guy's reading. Now, you have to understand it. Philip has the mind of Christ. Philip understands the Word of God. Philip understands what the prophets didn't understand. They just wrote it. And Philip hears this guy reading, and he's reading about Jesus. In Philip's mind, he's reading about Jesus. And in Philip's mind, that's all Philip can think, because you understand, if you go back in Acts chapter 8, you see that they were being persecuted everywhere, and it says everybody but the apostles took off.